USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former Vice President Joe Biden is storming out of the gate with some early wins in states on this Super Tuesday. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky.
Tim, there are lots of delegates up for grabs this Super Tuesday. 415 delegates at stake in California, 228 in Texas. So far, as polls continue to close across the country and the votes being counted, Joe Biden winning Virginia, North Carolina, and Alabama. Bernie Sanders winning his home state of Vermont. Elizabeth Warren and Mike Bloomberg also competing, but so far not winning any states, but the night still young.
Vice President Mike Pence says there are now 77 cases of the coronavirus in the United States. Pence also confirmed 3 more people died, making the domestic total 9. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Here is some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance. And it's worked beautifully for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. And over the years, members have shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills. So they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. You're not stuck with a high-cost health plan. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more, and there's no pressure. They are super easy to talk to. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Tennessee Republican Governor Bill Lee has an update on the total number of people that have died from the tornadoes in his state.
It's a tragic day in our state, a sad day. There are 25 confirmed fatalities across our state from West Tennessee to East Tennessee.
President Trump is set to visit Tennessee on Friday. On this Super Tuesday, Democratic presidential candidate and Hawaii Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard says she's not a fan of the superdelegate process.
If we want voters to be actively engaged in this democracy, you can't then come in and say, well, hey, at the last second, we're going to bring in a small group of people who have the power to overrule the voices and the votes of the people.
And a final look at your numbers on Wall Street. At the closing bell, the Dow was down 786 points to finish at 25,917. This is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
Work on a coronavirus vaccine is progressing. Health Secretary Alex Azar says scientists at the National Institute of Health have identified a possible vaccine for the respiratory illness. However, it still could take up to a year before the drug would be authorized by the FDA. Now, one of the things many people are doing to protect themselves from the coronavirus is they're taking a couple more precautions. And we're also seeing these precautions out in places where there's lots of public traffic, such as gyms. Katie Smith-Anna is the Senior Vice President of the Valley of the Sun YMCA in Phoenix, Arizona. She tells Fox 10 in Phoenix some of the extra precautions being taken at the Y.
So we do have daily, weekly protocols of cleaning and disinfecting. And especially when you talk about the gym, you know, those common high touch points. So our locker rooms, we have cardio machines here, our weight training equipment, as well as when you walk into a group fitness studio, grabbing that stability ball or sitting on a mat for that yoga class.
Socialism is being viewed as favorable by Democratic voters in both blue and red states. In California, a Democratic stronghold, an NBC News exit poll showed socialism is viewed as 53% favorable to 33% unfavorable, while in Texas, a Republican stronghold, socialism is viewed with a 57% favorability rating and 37% unfavorable. USA Radio News is your place for Super Tuesday coverage. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.